Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
In Psalms 33, verse 12. Psalms 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. So if you really belong to God, you are his inheritance. You're his inheritance. So blessed is the nation whose God, Yehovah, is Elohim. Blessed is the nation whose Elohim God is Yehovah, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Then Acts 17:26, and hath made all, have made all of one blood, have made of one blood all nations of men, have made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, for them to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. Yes, the bounds of their habitation. He changes, Daniel 2:21, he changes the times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. You can't really get knowledge if you can't understand. You see what I mean? You can't. And when the righteous are in authority, Proverbs 29, verse 2, the people rejoice. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Now, when we get saved, God does not immediately take us to heaven. So when you get born again, really truly saved, belong to God, he does not immediately take you up to heaven on an average. That doesn't happen to people. He leaves us here on this beautiful earth that he created and initially put under first man Adam's authority. He did. So he leaves us here on this beautiful earth that he created and initially put us here under first man Adam's authority. He was the first chronological earthly Melchizedek, first one of the human race. He's king, priest. Authority. A male without authority is totally the opposite of what he's supposed to be. But you rule, you let God, but how many even know how to do that? God is supposed to rule through you, but you as yourself don't overrule. God is supposed to rule through you, through man of God and all that, but then you yourself are not to overrule.
Yes, sir.
You hear?
Yes,
sir. So again, when we get saved, God does not immediately take us to heaven. He leaves us here on this beautiful earth that he created and initially put under first man Adam's authority. God has always meant for mankind to set a work for him in the earth. He didn't bring you here to have a husband and a wife. He didn't bring you here just first of all for children, to have children. He did not. He didn't bring you here, first of all, to have a husband, have a wife, for you to have children. He didn't bring you here for that. God's always meant for mankind to set a work in the earth. For him to set a work in the earth. It's first God, secondly, spiritual ministry, then domestic, then biological, then animal kingdom, then secular, and then civil governmental at the very bottom. Right? So God's always meant for mankind to set a work for him in the earth. Ephesians 4:11, he gave some apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, right?
Yes, sir.
That we all come into the unity of the faith and of the stature, the maturity of God, and on and on and on. And then God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that pastors, then evangelists. Apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists, right? He surely has. And then God told man of God, Moses, He told man of God Moses in Numbers chapter 27, verse 15, and Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, Lord, he said, oh God, I know I'm about to leave the earth. And he said, you put me over all this people, 2-3 million people, you put me over them. And God, I have brought your rule and authority to them. I've helped them. I've done this, that, and the other. I have not failed to do all this. Man of God, Moses, to me, is one of the greatest men in the whole entire existence of the world. He said, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, let the Lord, Adonai, rule on a controller. Let the Lord, the Elohim of all the spirits, set a man over the congregation. Set a man. If you don't have a man of God set over you, have nothing. Zero. You see? So let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, that he may go out before them, he may come in before them, that he may lead them out, that he may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not without a shepherd, a rule. It's a rule. Shepherd. He'll help you. He'll do all that. But most of all, if you're looking up, it's rule you, Roah, rule you in the Old Testament. And let the Lord, and the Lord said unto the man of God Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and also has your Spirit in him, and lay your hand upon him. And set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in Eleazar the high priest's sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him. He won't have what you have. He won't have it. But put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him, and after the judgment of the Urim before the Lord, Urim and Thummim, in the priest's on his breastplate. God will either say yes or no back then before people were baptized with the Holy Ghost. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in. But he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation, and man of God Moses did as the Lord commanded him. And he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and he laid his hand upon him and gave him a charge as the Lord commanded by the hand of man of God Moses.
Yes, sir.
Do you see? So again, God has always meant for mankind to set a work for him in the earth. In the earth. To dwell according to God's laws and his ways. To dwell according to God's laws and ways. To tend and care for whatever part of the Adamah, the chosen piece of land that God gives for his ministry. So God has always meant for mankind to set a work in the earth, to dwell according to God's laws and ways, to tend for, care for whatever part of the Adamah he has seen fit to set you in. In Genesis 2:15, and the Lord took the man, put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. To dress it, to work it, to execute it, to keep it, to hedge it about, to guard it, and to attend to it. Attend to it. This means first spiritually, and also in a thriving, prosperous, natural way. It means first spiritually, also in a thriving, prosperous, natural way, to create a godly environment. To create a godly environment for you and your fellow man right here. A godly environment. I've done all kinds of things in there, all kinds of situations. Worked for corporations, done this, that, and the other, on and on and on and on and on. Out of general headquarters, large denomination in the world, a large one. I've done all that. But God has put me here to create a godly environment for you and your fellow man. And when I'm preaching this, I'm preaching this to people. This will go to different places in the United States. Anybody who hear me on radio or whatever, this is to you too. This is to you also. Right? So again, we're commanded to occupy the Adamah. The Adamah, God's chosen land where he chose to set a work in it.
Yes, sir.
We're commanded to occupy the Adamah he has set us in until he comes back. Yes. Occupy this Adamah. The parable of 10 talents. 5 talents, 1 talent. The guy with 1 talent didn't appreciate it. God says, since you don't, I'm going to take it away from you and give it to the man with the most talents. One with 5 talents took it. He took it and gained 5 more.
Yes, sir.
to whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, more does God give. To whom much is given, more does God give. So, anyway, you see that? We're commanded to occupy the Adamah he has set us in until he comes back. Occupy. Make ourselves busy with. Trade, prosper, flourish, conduct business, and execute, accomplish. First, spiritually for the gospel. And also in the natural, to bring about good business and good works in the land where God has placed us in. The land, the land, the land, the land. The most important thing to Israel is the land. It's the land. The land is the thing. The land. Amen. First, spiritual for the gospel, also natural, bring about good business, good works in the land where God has placed you here to occupy, be busy with, occupy, work, practice, commit, on and on and on and on and on. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Well, we will always have a longing for heaven. One of these days, we all have that hope of going to heaven, right?
Yes.
All have that hope. We will be the real citizenship one day. But we should always have a longing,
yes,
to help transform our piece of the Adamah. And that is the absolute truth. That's the truth. Well, we should always have a longing to help transform our piece of the Adamah, the land where God has set us to bring forth his work, into a place that reflects God's heavenly kingdom. This is how God puts his foot on the earth. You've heard me say that. God cannot put his foot on the earth unless a man of God comes and has a place of ministry and people come where God can set his foot on the earth right here. You see? Now, Jesus taught us how we should pray. How we should pray to God the Father. Jesus taught us. How many believe there's never been a teacher greater than Jesus in the existence of all time? He is God. He's God. He is God. I am spirit, soul, body. I am, that's who I am. He is God in the flesh, in that dimension, but he is God. Amen? God the Father is God. The Holy Ghost is God. Just like spirit, soul, body, you. One in three dimensions. Now, Jesus taught us how to pray to God the Father. Matthew 6, 9 and 10. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In other words, what he said, this is how you pray. You pray always, thy kingdom come. Your work, your ministry, what you have to do, God, comes first. God, we pray for that to come and for us to help bring it to pass. That's the big deal that people don't know. So Jesus taught that, thy kingdom come. When you pray, say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth as always in heaven. We should always have a love for, a burden for, a responsibility toward. We should always have a love for, a burden for, a responsibility toward first our God, our man of God, house of God, our spiritual family. Listen to me. We should always have, pray, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth and heaven. We should always have a love for God, a burden for God, a responsibility toward first our God, our man of God, the house of God, our spiritual family. Always first preference to the household of faith. Galatians 6 and 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, as much as they will let us be that, especially to them. In other words, we are to be good to all men if they will allow us to, but especially to unto those who are of the household of faith.
Yes, sir.
God's house, God's place, okay?
Yes,
you see that, everybody?
Yes, sir.
Also our nation, our state, our town, our community. Also our nation, our state, our town, our community, our fellow man, our neighbors, even our local animals and wildlife. Local produce and vegetation. Local cleanliness, litter, pollution, maintenance. Are you listening?
Yes.
Anyway, our local animals, wildlife, local produce, vegetation, local cleanliness, litter, pollution, maintenance, all that. Any and everything, especially that takes place in our metron, any and everything that takes place in our metron, we're set here, any and everyone that God orchestrates and puts in our path, everyone, any and everything, especially that which takes place in our metron, any and everyone that God orchestrates and puts in our path, we are to take, do what we can to be good to them, of mankind, if they will allow us to, if we can. God has placed us in the greatest nation that has ever been on the face of this earth other than Israel. God has placed us in the greatest nation that's ever been on the face of the planet other than Israel. What a blessing to live in America. Land that flows with milk and honey. What a blessing. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. And nobody can sing like Ray Charles. They can't. Well, yeah, so God has placed us in the greatest nation that's ever been on the face of the planet other than Israel. What a blessing to live in America, a land that flows with milk and honey, just like Israel in our particular way here. Numbers 14:8, if the Lord delight in us, he will bring us. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into a land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey, a land flowing with milk and honey. The united Judah and Israel rejoiced. The united Judah and Israel came together to rejoice during King David's days of glory. They rejoiced in the King David's days of glory, the golden days of Israel, it's called, even overflowing into King Solomon's reign. What a mighty time. The nation was not perfect. There were always sins and sinners, tragedies around each corner sometimes. But overall, it was a nation that lifted up God. It was a nation that lifted up God, that lifted up God, that lifted up God. Overall, it was a nation. So it was a nation that was not perfect. Judah and Israel in King David's day. A nation that was not perfect. There were sins and sinners, tragedies around every corner at times. But overall, it was a nation that lifted up God, glorified the God of Israel, exalted the Torah, the law, first five books of the Bible, established civil laws based on the Word of God. They established civil laws based on the Word of God. They had a righteous human Melchizedek in King David that was God had put to rule over them and to help them and look out for them. Are you listening? They had a righteous human Melchizedek in King David, a man after God's own heart, specially ordained to rule over Israel. And he did it very well. America is the closest nation. America is the closest nation that has ever held to that standard. Like Israel. And today still has many fighting for the standard to return. Come back, standard of God. Come back into America. As many who are fighting for that. Anybody here?
Yes,
hallelujah. America is the closest nation that has previously held to that standard. Back like in King David's day and Israel's day. And today still have many fighting for the standard to return. America has established. America was established for freedom. America was established for freedom. Give us freedom to worship God. It was established for freedom. For freedom. America was established for freedom. They came over here and have freedom of worship, freedom of religion, freedom. America was established for freedom. First for freedom to worship the God of the Bible without oppression. America was first established for freedom. First for freedom to worship God of the Bible without oppression. How many thank God for that? I could care less what claims that filthy devil tries to lay on America, like this left side now. They hate celebrating America. I celebrate America. I celebrate America. I celebrate. I celebrate America. Yeah. This nation was founded by God, for God. This nation was founded by God, for God's people. This nation was founded by God, for God's people, for godly liberty and justice to be within its borders. For godly liberty and justice to be within its borders, for the goodness and grace of God, for the goodness and grace of God to be displayed to all the world, to be displayed to all the world from America and Israel. For the purpose of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the purpose of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to be preached and sent to every corner on the earth. And America has done that in the past. They are, and thank God for all these people who had a part in that and took it all over the world. I'm so grateful for every one of them, and we should never come to a place where we're not grateful for them. Amen. America is a nation which they're beloved in God's sight. In God's sight, they're beloved. A beloved nation. It has been a beloved nation. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Right? God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, through from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, our home, sweet home. If you don't have a heart of thanksgiving for America, if you don't have a heart of thanksgiving for America and appropriate love for your nation, this nation here, if you don't have a heart of thanksgiving for America and appropriate love for the nation of America, your nation, a humble weeping gratefulness for the land, of prosperity and freedom. For the land of America, of prosperity and freedom. Yes, sir. If you don't have great thanksgiving for that, then you are a callous, you have a callousness, ungratefulness. You have a callous ungratefulness for God's incredible blessings upon us. Yes. You're ungrateful, not thankful. How much have you thanked God since you woke up this morning? How much you thank God that you woke up? I do this stuff all the time. I don't take anything for granted. So again, if you don't have a heart of thanksgiving for America and appropriate love for your nation, this nation here, a humble weeping gratefulness for the land of prosperity and freedom, for the land of America of prosperity and freedom, if you don't have great thanksgiving for that, then you are a callous, you have a callousness, ungratefulness. You have a callous ungratefulness for God's incredible blessings upon us. You're ungrateful, not thankful. A lot of people have no concern to be a steward or caretaker of that which God has blessed you with. No nation has ever been more overwhelmingly blessed with unheard of abundance like America. No nation has ever been more abundantly blessed with unheard of abundance like America. First, it is the blessings of God that we have it. 1 Corinthians 2:9, as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear hath not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things. For it is written, ear hath not heard, eye hath not seen, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. You can't imagine what God has prepared for you that love him. Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
Well, no nation's ever been as blessed as America with the abundance. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither enter to the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. It's just like the children of Israel. These verses all sound like America. Deuteronomy 8:7, for the Lord thy God brought thee into a good land. For the Lord thy God brought thee into a good land. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks and waters, of fountains of depth that spring out of the valleys and hills. We've got springs, head springs all over this property. The creeks and all are formed mostly out of this property. All this up here, the mountains and springs and all we have all up on this property. So these verses also sound like America, like Oconee County, like our Adama. I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered the heart of men the things that God hath prepared them that love him. A land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. This is where we are.
Yes,
Anybody hear that? Deuteronomy 8 and 9, a land wherein thou hast eaten bread without scarceness. A land whereof thou hast eaten bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it. Eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. Israel, when, and so when, since I've done all this,
yes,
since I bring you into a good land, land of brooks, waters, fountains of depth, spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, pomegranates, land of olive and honey, a land where I might eat bread without scarceness, have no lack in it. When thou hast eaten and art full of all this that I have given you. So when thou hast eaten and art full, when hast thou eaten and art full, then shalt thou bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. This Adamah, the good land where your house is, where you live. You don't take that for granted. God help you get that. Right? So a land where thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art filled, when thou hast eaten and art full, then, when you have eaten and art full, then shalt thou bless the Lord thy God for the land which he hath given thee. How much do you thank God where you live? How much do you thank God for the house? How much do you thank God for the ground that you put your foot on, that it's on a title deed, at least your name's on it? How much do you thank God for the land which he hath given thee? The good land which he hath given thee. What a blessing to live in America. Are you here? The good land. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, our home, sweet home. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. Oh, yes. Glory be to God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of his truth and a deeper level of relationship with himself.